I was drinking this milk, and the middle classroom and the top classroom was divided by things that could be pushed back. It was all glass and wood, and all of a sudden there was an almighty bang, and all the glass blew out of this partition. It was a partition, that folding partition, and there was so much dust that I thought it was gas, and immediately sort of tried to hold my breath. And I think Steve sort of called out, "Boys, get under the desk," but I made a beeline to get out and go through. And I'd actually got through the door, this partition door, right near the front door of the school, when the second bomb that hit the school. The first one, I believe, was in the playground, and the second one hit the school, direct hit. And I can remember when the first, going back to the first explosion, this bottle disappeared out of my hand and seemed to go up into space. And as I say, I made a beeline for this door and got into this other room. And I think it was being so close to this explosion that probably saved me. I was sort of at the edge of the blast, so to speak, and there was a sensation of being lifted off the ground and then falling through space, with all bricks and wood and everything coming down with me. But I'd never felt any pain or fear at all. So it was strange, and everything quietened down, and I couldn't move. I was trapped under. I've got a feeling it could have been the front door across my back because I was so close to it. But fortunately, I could see chinks of light, so I wasn't completely buried. And I was out in no time. Somebody sort of, actually, he was a local ambulance driver, a chap called B Bill Parsons, that got me out. And I had the sensation of, I got a piece of brick across my neck. I've still got the scars there, and it was sort of bubbling like that. But I felt perfectly all right. And I got out into the road after he got me out, and I was going to go home. I don't know. I can't remember whether I'd lost my shoes or not, to be honest. But I very soon got picked up by a Canadian, and I always remember he had khaki overalls on, and they were absolutely covered in blood down the back. And I get a bit emotional about this, and he put me in a lorry, and we were taken up to the local cottage hospital, which sometimes you can see out these windows.